Well, has this past year thrown you so many curveballs that it resembled nothing like what you had expected, or hoped for, or dreamt about, or wanted? I think it's good to have some hopes and dreams for the year ahead, but it's also good and helpful to recognize that the year may not go exactly according to plan. According to our plan, that is. As James says, we don't even know what will happen tomorrow. But it's still okay to have plans, hopes, and dreams for tomorrow. The key to whatever we say we would like to happen next year, many of those things listed here on the board, is that, as James says, we precede it with, if it's the Lord's will, dot, dot, dot. If it's the Lord's will, I hope this will happen. If it's the Lord's will, my dream is I will do this or that. Because ultimately, we need to trust God. There's that word again, brought up by many of you who shared earlier. We need to trust God that He knows what the best thing for us is. He knows which of our plans would be good to happen because it fits in with His plans. And if we understand that, it will make it easier to accept when a hope or a dream doesn't happen at all, or doesn't happen in the way that we thought it might, in the way that perhaps we wanted it to happen. My prayer for all of us in this coming year is that we submit all of our hopes and dreams to God's will, because that will be best for us in the end. Because God's will is the right way. It's the perfect way. It's the way that ultimately, even if we don't see it now, will bring us the greatest joy. Let's pray. Father, it's been good to just spend some time reflecting